Since 1937, the lights of spiritual guidance purpose has been to proclaim Jesus Christ as he brings light into a darkened world. So glad you chose to join us today, and I trust the program will be a blessing to you as you listen to this edition of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance.
I will meet you.
Good morning. Thanks so much for joining us for this edition of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. As we begin the month of July, we're right in the thick of things when it comes to camp meetings. And I have enjoyed camp meeting season already, having been to the East Tennessee District camp meeting for the Churches of the Nazarene, and then Camp Wesley, what I would call my home camp, where I grew up going to camp meeting when my dad was pastoring and when he was an evangelist. As a matter of fact, the last time I was at Camp Wesley, my dad and I were there as the workers. I think I related that to you in one of the previous programs. Well, on the program today, we're talking about heaven. And what a beautiful song that was by the Booth Brothers. And we'll feature another song by them titled Eternity There. And I hope you'll enjoy the music that we have for you today. And I'll be sharing a message that I preached in a camp meeting setting a few years ago titled simply Heaven. Hope you enjoy it. And in the month of July, I am at Camp Syker. Well, let me back up and say July 7 to 10, I am in Mount Orab, Ohio, at the Cross Point Wesleyan Church. That's July 7 to 10. And then July 18 to 28, I'll be at the great Camp Syker in Mount Vernon, Ohio. I've been there before and looking forward to returning to this wonderful old Methodist camp meeting. Still preaching holiness, still holding up the banner of holiness, and I'm looking forward to that. And that'll take us through the month of July, so I do cover your prayers as I'm involved in these services, revival services, and camp meetings. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, what a joy it is to be able to bring the program to our listening audience today, and I pray that you would use the music as well as the message to encourage our hearts. There are times, as my dad used to say, we need to conserve the saint. And so I pray that the program would be a blessing and an encouragement to those listening to my voice today. I thank you for those who stand by the program. Continue to bless those who give to the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. And I pray that you would raise up new supporters. I pray, Father, that you'd be with the sick and the shut in. I pray for the revival that we have this month, as well as the camp meeting there at Camp Syker. Thank you, Father, for your love and mercy in our lives. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't forget to write to me. I need your help to stay on your station. The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201.
four square, but will heaven be heaven without you? Don't you want to spend eternity
Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 4, for it reads like this, and I want you to hear certain phrases in the passage. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. Remember that line. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Remember that phrase. There will be no more death. What a remarkable proclamation. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Several years ago, I was conducting a revival meeting in Kansas City, Missouri. And one night after the service, a lady walked up to me, and she began to relate a story to me how she'd gone into the hospital for a routine procedure, an angioplasty. And during that process of that procedure, an artery was pierced. And for all intents and purposes, she died on the table. She related that during that time, she saw a bright light. She also saw her loved ones who had died and gone on to be with the Lord. She said there was an intense feeling of peace that overwhelmed her in that moment. And then, of course, they were able to bring her back. And she was telling me the story. Others have related similar experiences. Not too long ago, a movie was made of a little boy who had an extremely high fever and may have even died from it, but came back, and he related to his parents that he saw heaven and he saw loved ones that had gone on to be with the Lord. Another movie was made about a man who had spent 90 minutes in heaven after his car was struck by a semi, and the EMT people pronounced him dead at the scene, but a passerby felt a pulse and he was brought back. While we hear and watch stories about heaven, no one can really comprehend all that heaven will be for those who love God and who look forward to eternity with him. Heaven will be more glorious than the human mind can even imagine. Heaven is not a figment of your imagination. It's not something that we evangelicals have created to make us feel good when a loved one passes away. Heaven is just as real as the place where you live. And the reason we preach a sermon on heaven, especially in a moment like this, is to give hope when we do face sorrow and bereavement and confirmation to this world that this life is not the end. And if we're faithful to God, if we've experienced the new birth, if we've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, we all will experience the realities of heaven for ourselves. We probably don't need a sermon about heaven every week. And someone has said that we can be so heavenly minded that we are of no earthly good. But when sorrow and grief begin to pile in on us, when we're racked with mental and physical pain, when we're weary, worn, and tested, and tried, when we're disappointed
that things didn't work out the way we had prayed and hoped they would. When the world around us begins to crumble and our emotions are twisted and torn and we don't even want to wake up the next morning because of what we have to face, it is wonderful to know that there is a place called heaven whose builder and maker is Almighty God. There will always be those unanswerable questions about heaven. Some things we will not know until we get there. But the Bible does give us some insight regarding heaven that is both sobering and encouraging. When I think about heaven, I think about what is absent, what you will not find in heaven. And the Bible tells us here in this passage that we read in your hearing a moment ago that there will be no sorrow there. It says there in that passage, He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things is passed away. You can look into all the regions of heaven when you get there, and you can look into the eye of every person who call heaven their home, and you will not find one evidence of moisture in their eyes. No more tears. Twice in the book of Revelation, it's related by John the Revelator that he will wipe away every tear. There will be no mortuaries. There will be no cemeteries, no hospitals, no intensive care units, no heart attacks, no cancer, no diabetes, no lame limbs, no blinded eyes. There will be no sorrow in heaven. A friend of mine was preaching the funeral of one of his church members. And he got carried away in his message. And in the message he said, in heaven there will be no more cemeteries, no funeral homes, and no funeral directors, for there will be no need of them. And as they were ushering the people out of the chapel, the funeral director came up to my friend and said, "Preacher, do you know something we don't know?" And he said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "In your sermon, you said there'll be no funeral directors in heaven because they will not be needed there." And my friend said, "Did I really say that?" He said, "Yes, you did." He said, "Well, let me rephrase what I said. There will be no funeral directors in heaven practicing their profession." And he said, they looked at him and said, "That sounds good to us." And out to the cemetery they went. There'll be no sorrow, no pain, no tears. There'll not only be no sorrow, there'll be no sea. Do you remember the passage that I asked you to remember? There will be no sea. When you study the Word of God, you will find that time and time again, the sea always stood for separation. It symbolizes that which divides and separates. And thankfully, there will be no separation in heaven. It seems in my life, a major portion of my time is saying goodbye to people. Most of my friendships are long distance friendships. I couldn't be here when Brother Story's wonderful companion went home to be with the Lord a few weeks ago. The distance separates. But in heaven, there'll be no separation. I have friends. I often wonder. My sons live in South Dakota and South Carolina. I don't get to see them very much. And especially at this time in my life, I wonder sometimes, I don't mean to sound morbid, but sometimes I wonder when I tell my son Winston and his wife Becca and their two beautiful children goodbye at Christmas, if that might be the last time I'll see them. We're separated by distance. Same with my son Wesley and his wife and five daughters in South Carolina. I wonder, will I get to see them again If I don't see them but about once or twice a year, we're separated. But there'll be no separation there. Nothing to separate us from those that we love and that we care about. Have you ever wondered why it's so hard to say goodbye to a friend or a loved one when they pass away? Have you ever wondered why we shed tears? We were never intended to experience sorrow. It was never the plan of God that we go through what we're going through today and tomorrow. And so when the fall happened in the Garden of Eden, sorrow entered into the human race. And so when people die, we had to figure out a way to express our feelings in that moment. And so we came up with tears. Grief. Heartache. It was never intended by God. But it's our way of coping. It's our way of dealing with saying goodbye. But again, I repeat, when we get to heaven, there will be no separation. We have something to look forward to. There is coming a day, as the songwriter has put it, when we will stand with Him. What a day, what a day that will be. And there will be no farewells, and there will be no separation from those that we love and care about. For many, there is a nagging question. When we think about releasing a loved one into the presence of the Lord while we remain here, this side of the dividing line of worlds, and that question is, will I know them when I get there? Will I know my wife? Absolutely. Absolutely. Because the Bible clearly says that there we will be known as we are known. My wife's dad and mom and my father and mother, they've all gone on to be with the Lord now. And my father-in-law and my father died within 6 months of one another. Her father first. And on that day when we traveled to the cemetery in Greensboro, North Carolina, where my dad was to be buried, as we were walking toward the cemetery plot, my wife put her arm inside of my arm, and she said, "Do you think that when your dad got to heaven, he met my dad? Do you think that your dad might have seen your dad and said, 'You must be Gretchen's father'? Or maybe my dad said to your dad, 'You must be Lane's father.' We will be known as we are known." There'll be no sorrow. There'll be no separation. And then there will be no sin. There will be no sin in heaven. The Bible is very clear about this. The sin issue in our lives must be dealt with now. For if it's not dealt with now, then there is no hope of heaven. No sin will cross the border between heaven and earth. The Bible is clear about that. It says that only the pure in heart will see God. Don't buy into this idea that you can be saved and continue to live in sin and eventually make it to heaven. The Bible does not substantiate that, does not validate that, does not support that kind of belief. You have to deal with the sin issue now. That's what's absent in heaven.
Thanks so much for listening to the Lights of Spiritual Guidance today. I do hope you'll find a place to worship. And if you live near any of the following churches, I know you would be welcome. In the state of Illinois, Faith Chapel in Carrier Mills. In the state of Kentucky, I know you would be welcome in any of the churches of the Kentucky Mountain Holiness Association. In the state of North Carolina, Charity Baptist Church in High Point, Friendship Baptist Church, Willow Springs, or Mount Gilead Methodist Church in Trinity. Here in the state of Indiana, where this program is produced, in the city of Columbus, Indiana. I know you would be welcome at Bethel Wesleyan Church, Columbus Free Methodist Church, or Flintwood Wesleyan Church. And in the state of Ohio, I know you would be welcome in the city of Fostoria, Ohio, at Trinity United Brethren Church. Hope you'll take time to write us a letter of support. It would mean so much. You could write to me, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201. Or you can go to our website, lomanministries.org, and give through the Venmo or PayPal tag there. Hope you'll tune in next week at this same time. And in the meantime, don't forget, my friend, I'm still praying for you.